WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The heat source for our planet is the sun. There are three ways heat is transferred into and through the atmosphere: radiation, conduction, and convection. Radiation is the transfer of heat energy through space by electromagnetic radiation. If you stood by a campfire, the side of you nearest the fire would warm, while your other side would be unaffected by the heat. Although you are surrounded by air, the air has nothing to do with this transfer of heat. Most of the electromagnetic radiation that comes to the Earth from the sun is in the form of visible light, but some of it comes as infrared energy, which has lower frequencies than red light, and ultraviolet energy, which has a higher frequency than violet light. Most of the solar radiation is absorbed by the atmosphere, and much of what reaches the Earth's surface is radiated back into the atmosphere to become heat energy. Dark-colored objects, such as asphalt, absorb more of the radiant energy and warm faster than light-colored objects. Dark objects also radiate their energy faster than lighter-colored objects. Conduction is the transfer of heat energy from one substance to another or within a substance. If you've ever left a metal spoon in a pot of soup heating on the stove, you know the handle of the spoon will become hot. This is due to the transfer of heat energy from molecule to molecule or atom to atom. This is called conduction and is a very effective method of heat transfer in metals. However, air conducts heat poorly. Convection is the transfer of heat energy in a fluid. This type of heating is most commonly seen when you heat a pot of water to boiling. Air in the atmosphere acts as a fluid. The sun's radiation strikes the ground, warming the rocks and soil. As the ground temperature rises due to conduction, heat energy is released into the atmosphere, forming a bubble of air which is warmer than the surrounding air. This bubble of air rises into the atmosphere. As it rises, the bubble cools, with the heat contained in the bubble moving into the atmosphere. As the hot air rises, the air is replaced by the surrounding cooler, more dense air, what we feel as wind. These movements of air masses can be small in a certain region, such as local cumulus clouds, or large cycles in the troposphere covering large sections of the Earth. Convection currents are responsible for many weather patterns in the troposphere, and one of the most common are showers or thunderstorms, which take on the term convection. Well, time to put the kettle on, so I guess I'll convect out of here. If you want to know about weather terms you hear, send your questions to question@weatherbrains.com.